Father, we thank you in Jesus' name how you've drawn us here this morning. And Lord, thank you that our expectation is only in your Son. Lord, thank you that we look to him for everything. Thank you, God, that he is our everything. Thank you, Lord, that, as we just praise you, Lord, thank you, God, you've put a need in our hearts to praise you, Lord, and to want to praise you and to thank you again for your goodness to us. And Lord, thanking you again for the finished work on the cross. Lord, thanking you that, God, you gave your Son and you gave him so freely and you gave him to die for us, Lord, and he became all of that sin, Lord God, so we would not have to enter into that, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the perfect sacrifice. Thank you for that high priest, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for our counselor and our advocate. Oh, thank you for the Lamb of God. And we're here to praise him, Father. We're here to thank you for him. We're here to grow up into him in all things, Lord God, because we know it's the purpose of you, Father, that you, hallelujah, through your Son, and he would bring many sons to glory. Lord, help us to grow in that glory to glory into his image. Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity. Thank you, God, that we're in this time. And Lord, even so, come quickly. And we say it, thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, praise God. Let's open our Bibles today to Luke chapter 2. And we're going to read the story of Simeon in Luke chapter 2, verse 25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, mine eyes have seen thy salvation. One of my favorite verses, praise be to God, in the word. But you know, I was thinking about saying something like that. My goodness, every Sunday I get up here, that's my favorite verse in the Word of God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But you see, face to face with Jesus Christ for this precious brother was not for when he died, but he lived looking, and he lived longing, and he lived loving, praise God, that precious appearing of the face of his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And I was thinking that, praise God, it's the same, hallelujah, for us. It is. That's the message that God has given to us in that type, but how much the more. But not just a hope of us somewhere. You know what I'm saying? But I'm talking just like Simeon here. Not only do I want to see his appearing, but I expect to see his appearing. See, there is a difference. Not only do I want to see him, I expect to see him. And praise be to God, I believe that I too, again, by grace, will see him before I die. I do. For his coming draweth nigh. I thank God for all the witness I've had in my life in that. One of the most magnificent testimonies I will have, and thanks be to God, again, of the grace and the work of the faithfulness of God. And it's only that in any of us. But I thank the Lord, as I've mentioned times before, there was sweet Brother Hill, so sick, so nigh unto death. And I went over to his home the second to the last time I was ever to see him. And I went back into the hall to go to his bedroom. And that's where he was, they thought. But he had tried to get up. And he was trying to make his way to the kitchen. And he was so weak and so frail, that strong body had become a weak nothing. And he had fallen in the hallway. And he was just sitting there with his back propped up against the wall, kind of leaning on his arm. And it just, oh man, my heart was just pierced. And I said, oh, Papa, what are you doing down there? And all he could do was look up at me and say, oh, Jess, do you think he could come today? Hallelujah. See, he wasn't thinking in a sense of any death at that time. That's what I'm telling you. It wasn't about dying. It was about living to see Jesus. Hallelujah. And it's just real. It's just what it is. I was rejoicing about Brother Paul. And you think of how he knew the Word of God. I mean, how much he knew of the Word of God. Oh, what he could tell us. Again, not the vessel, but the treasure and the Spirit anointing the vessel. And he does. By God's grace, it's there in the Word. But there he was, wanting to get back to Jerusalem for the appearing of the Lord. Think about that. Jesus had only been dead 30 years maybe or so. Think about this. Right. Amen. He wasn't saying, well, you know, the times aren't fulfilled yet, and my goodness, we don't see Russia over here and China over there and blah, 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 blah. Right. Huh? Right. He was looking for the appearing of the Lord. That's right. At any moment. You ever thought about that? Oh, come on now. When you're really in love and that's your lover, that's right. You're just thinking, you know what? They're just going to surprise me. They love me so much, they might be coming through that door right now. Hallelujah. Huh? You ever been in love like that? See, I had a love that lived far away from me, and, you know, I knew I was pretty special. And she might just be coming today to see me. What do you think? Come on now. Oh, yes. Come quickly, Lord. Hallelujah. But see, that's what's speaking to us here, brothers and sisters. Every one of these stalwarts of faith believed when it looked all hopeless. They believed when all others, their faith was waxing cold. See, most people at this time is Simeon. And I'm confident in this. Jesus' birth, kind of folklore. Santa's coming to town. I'm serious. They weren't looking for him. Probably even mocking Simeon at this time. But see, that didn't matter to this brother. Simeon yielded to the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And when you yield to the anointing of the Holy Ghost, let me tell you something. You get most holy faith. Amen. Most holy faith is also known, I don't care what you think. I just believe God. It doesn't matter what it looks like. I just believe God. His promises are yea and amen. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what these eyes see. It matters what God said, and it is so. And see, God gave him faith. God gave him faith like in Luke 18, verse 17. Listen to this. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. God gave him faith like a child. My Father said it, and it's so. Amen? Oh, amen. Praise be to God. And my Father said, his Son is coming. And it is so. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. See, people in Simeon's time, they quit looking for the birth. But for some shepherds and wise men. And why? Because probably it had been so long. Long time. Just like people today quit looking for his return because, you know what? Been so long. But you know, the Bible even answered that when they start to say, where's your Jesus? When the love of many starts to wax cold, When it's just, oh yeah, we'll all go to heaven, but that Jesus appearing really the second time and catching people away, that's kind of, you know, that interpretation. That's not interpretation. That's the Word of God. What else are you going to try to interpret out of here? You understand how that works? A little leaven leavens the whole lump. Oh, well, brother, you know, they get a little of this. Hey, however Christ is preached, however Christ is preached, therein do I rejoice. Absolutely. But it stops once Christ is preached. Anything else, I can't rejoice in that. Because I know the Word of God is true, and I know the Word of God says a little leaven leavens the whole lump. And brothers and sisters, there is a mark for the prize of the high calling of God that is so absolutely mind, heart, body boggling. I don't know how to say it, but it is precise. It is exact. And let me tell you something, it's going to only be met with those that believe the Word of God, not bits and pieces of it. We're talking about all the perfect and complete will of God. Just believing it. See, don't try to do it, you'll fail. That's why we're His workmanship. That's why, praise God, He said, you're a lump of clay. My hands are all over you. And I love that vision of it. Amen. Praise God, I sit there. And I am still, and I allow, by God's grace, the hands of God to mold me and to make me after His precious will. Oh, praise be to God. Now, brothers and sisters, the Word of God says that those that are looking, He will appear a second time. That says that in Hebrews 9:28. And I remember so well a sweet brother in the Lord that I met for the very first time. And I want you to know this is magnifying God and God alone. I know what a wretch I am but for God. Absolutely, I rejoice in, oh, wretched man that I am, but for God. Amen. It's awesome. I'm so thankful for those tents of Kedar that I understand also help me realize, oh, the curtains of Solomon that are awaiting my life. Praise be to God. I understand the man I was, the man I am, and praise be to God for the man I hope to be in Him. But I am so grateful to God that as I met this brother, the Lord revealed to him my joy and my expectation to see Jesus today. I mean, he kind of looked at me again. He said, oh yeah, we're going to see Jesus. I said, no. I'm expecting to see Him today. He looked at me again. I know he's thinking, man, what, you know something? Yeah, I do know something. See, He's going to appear when you think not. And that's most of what's going down. And I just want to be looking for that precious thief in the night. I want to be expecting my lover to come. And I thank God for that. And he kept looking and he said, well, what happens if he doesn't? And I said, well, I'm going to take by grace the same grace tomorrow. And I'm even going to expect him more because another day went by. That's exactly right. Oh, man, they're whittling away. So that means it's got to be getting closer, isn't it? Right. Isn't it wonderful? How are you going to look at, oh, he had come today. No, he could come today. Amen. Yeah, he could appear right now and see his wonderful face. See, that is our occupation. That's our abounding. And I thank God I gather with precious saints of like precious faith. Amen. That this isn't some strange thing to us. This isn't some... This is no cultish activity. It's the Word of God. Hallelujah. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. And think of that complete salvation that's awaiting those that love is appearing. Amen. He's going to save you right out of this world. He's going to save you by God's grace from the tribulation. Read about that wonderful Church of Philadelphia there in Revelation chapter 3. Yes, I get notes time from people and different things. I understand sweet Smyrna will be part of that wonderful bridal company. Praise be to God. But I want to be in the Church of Philadelphia. I want to be those ones that live up and do the coming of the Lord. I want to be just like, praise God, in a type of this Simeon that, hallelujah, mine eyes have seen him in the air. That's what it is. And, oh, hallelujah, what a wonderful way to live. But see, they'll call you a nut. They'll call you some freak. It doesn't matter. What do you think they called Noah building an ark in the middle of the desert? What do you think? Yes. What did you think that they called Caleb when he came back? And his eyes are like about a six-year-old in a candy store. The promised land is ours. God gave it to us. And all of those other fearful ones, all like, oh, they're giants in there. Oh, we can never get in there. They're bigger than us. They're more powerful. They're numbered like grasshoppers, all of these things. What are you thinking about? They're a non-event. They are a non-event. God has given us this. It's ready to be taken. Hallelujah. This is God. See, and these were some old guys. You know that? Now get this. Get this. They might have been old here, but they had faith like a child. Oh, they had faith like a child. See, they were like David. I love that passion. David, as he hears about the Philistine that's mocking his God. And he comes down there and he tries to encourage those brothers. They don't want any encouragement. They're just fearful. They're laying there in complete unbelief. And David, with that heart and passion and the faith like a child, all he can say is, okay, man, this is it. I'm done. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Oh, my goodness, that he should come up against the armies of the Lord. Lord, deliver him into my hand. And there went his head, just like that. That's the faith like a child, brothers and sisters. See, that is faith that is absolute in the assurance. Amen. That God is for me. Who could be against me? Against all odds, right in the face of the no way. And I'm talking the no way crowd. No way, no way, no way. Kid, over here. That's the faith like a child. See, God help us, brothers and sisters. Never lose that youthful, fiery faith in love. See, that's the difference. We've been reading all these over the past weeks about, they're in Corinthians 13. You could have faith to move mountains, but if you don't have love, it profits you nothing. So I'll tell you what, I want the faith in love. Amen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What is the word? It's love. Faith in love. Faith in this love. We talk about it all the time, don't we? We rejoice that we know that faith worketh by love. See, faith has no effectual power. It doesn't. It's profitless without love. I could know all mysteries. I could know all things. But if I don't have love, it profits me nothing. Only those under 20 entered into the promised land. You think God was trying to tell you something? There were a lot of ones that saw a lot of things. A lot of ones that went through a lot of things, saw God's miracles and all that. But their bones waxed in the desert, but for two that were over 20. Three times, and this is so wondrous, three times in the Song of Solomon, that sweet Shulamite refers to the love for her from her lover as a young heart. As a young heart, as a roe. And I think how God had Solomon write this. And Solomon getting up in years as he wrote this. But God encouraged his heart. For that kind of love to be like that, it has to be that young, struck, powerful, awestruck love. Yeah. The love truly, oh, I pant. I'm delirious. I'm just sick in my stomach all the time. I can't stop thinking about you. Come on now. This is your lover and how he loves you. I love to think about that because that's how my Lord Jesus loves me. I know he gets pangs in his tummy too. Oh, it's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Brothers and sisters, I'll tell you. See, God help us in this.
God, help us not to be like them long-faced ones. God, help us to quit trying to think this is solemn time. I don't want to be a mossy back. I don't want to be an ice on the pew. God, help us to not be like those that don't know how to hug, that don't know how to smile, that don't know how to praise, that don't know how to fellowship, that often just sit on the premises of a meeting and just even try to play armchair quarterback with everybody else. Do you know what I'm saying? Maybe armchair quarterback with pastor's sermon. Well, at least they're listening. Praise be to God. Merry Christmas.
Praise the Lord.
All right. I didn't see anybody leave. But you see, you know, it's kind of like hurrying out of this place after the message.
That's right.
You miss dessert.
Amen.
It's the truth. I love when people come and visit that I know. I think almost without fail, one of the things that people are awestruck with is those people don't leave. They stay in there. Why wouldn't you? It's because of the love of God. Take time for it. Really, do. Realize how blessed we are. And when that starts to happen and you receive it, then you become a reservoir of it to give. It's the truth. It's the very truth. See, brothers and sisters, first love is first love. That's it. First love truly is when you can't get enough of that one and only. Your every waking thought is on them. You want to be with that person more than anything. Well, here it is. Here's the body of Christ. Really? And you can't take the head without the body.
Right.
You can't. Don't care how much you are so ravished by his thoughts towards you and all those things. You will never have just his head without his body.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Oh God, thank you. I want to give a testimony as we close. Of what a precious thrill it is to my heart. That to ones that are growing up in years in this place. But yet are only growing more fiery in their youthful love for him. I thank God for that. And I know it's only the work of God in a life. That's not to magnify any vessels in here. But you know what? They're the kind that do anything and everything to get to church. They're the ones, praise God. Oh, I need to hear that message. They're the ones, praise God, that say, oh, I need that fellowship. And you know, I thank the Lord if they can't drive, they find rides. If they can't afford a car, they take a bus. If they can't drive, sometimes they don't like to ask people and they get a cab. And I've been privileged to be with ones like that. I just ask us, brothers and sisters, where is our passion this morning? Where is our passion when we have been graced with such a great testimony of love? Oh, I've been so thankful this Christmas time to think of a pastor that, oh God, used him, that he didn't back down, that thank God that he got behind the plow and the Lord used him in such a mighty way to provide such a place that we come
and worship. And I thank God that in great failure, that he didn't withdraw and he didn't quit. And in such great failure that he didn't stop and he didn't look away from the grace of God. And I thank God that that precious, wonderful, magnificent faith and love is ours today because of our same faithful Father and the same magnificent lover of lovers, our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you, brothers and sisters, it's just beyond. You talk about the more that's been laid out for us. The glory to glory into his very image. We have all of the testimony around us, brothers and sisters, of these lives that truly are wanting to be like him. And I will tell you this, as you sit here today and maybe, and I pray that you're pondering these things, that you're thinking, Lord, oh, deliver this to me.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
I'll give you the key. Lord, just give me the faith like a child.
That's right. That's right.
Let me quit thinking with this. Let me quit seeing with these.
Yes, yes.
And let me only see things through the Word of God.
Yes.
And I will tell you,
hallelujah,
my goodness, I believe you'll find every day will be, truly, is this the day the Lord is coming for me? Amen?
Amen.
You know, let's just stand and worship him as we go. I do ask you to come if you come. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord God. Thank you for the work of your grace. Thank you for the work of your grace. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory
to God.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you again in the name of Jesus for such a precious time. And Lord, thank you how you've drawn us closer to you this morning. Lord, it's all in your truth and love. And God, help us to just continue to speak it and to live that wonderful grace. God, as we heard so many times, break up the fallow ground. Really, Lord, help us to know that not a one of us have arrived anywhere yet. God, help us to know that there's just more growing in your grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And Lord, help us to desire the Word of God to be worked in its fullness, that we would desire to gather the much the more. The much the more as we see that day approaching. Oh God, your Son is coming soon. Oh Lord, our Bridegroom, soon to take us home. Thank you, Lord, for the passion, Lord God. And we ask you, Lord, just make us more fiery for you. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.